So welcome everyone to the meeting on the 17th of January 2023. So safety announcements, evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to the chambers in an emergency alarm or sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in calm and orderly manner by the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I now declare the meeting open at my final pin. Thank you. Attendance and apologies, there are nil apologies. So acknowledgement of country, I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Panakea past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we gather today, and I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. We have an amendment to the agenda. It should be noted that after the agenda for today's meeting was published on January 11, Council identified that the incorrect supporting documents for the planning application were 8 Davies Place, Deloraine, PA/23/0063, had been compiled. The documents in question relate to attachment 12.1.6. Once identified, the issue was rectified and amended copies of the agenda were provided at Council's website and Westbury office. Councillors were notified of the issue and provided a link to the amended document. Representatives were contacted and provided with directions to access the amendments. Printed copies of the amendment content are available at this meeting. So moving along, I'd like to have somebody to confirm the minutes, please, of the last meeting. Councillor Kelly as the mover, Councillor Dornoff as the seconder. Any comments, Councillor? No. If not, I'll put the vote. All those in favour of that motion, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Any declarations of interest? We have...
Yes, through you, Mr Mayor, from Councillor Kelly, just in relation to Planning Authority 8 Davies Place, Deloraine, has a relationship through his daughter with the Wilson Homes Company.
Thank you. Council workshop reports identified in the agenda. Budge. Mayor and Councillor reports. In December, as we expected, a number of Christmas functions and end of year school presentations. Councillor Cameron, you want to add something for that?
Yeah, sorry, it might have been my error, but I also attended the Mock Creek Community school presentation as well as the Grants Committee meeting.
Thanks, Councillor. They will be amended. Yep. I was about to jump in there. Oh. Council acknowledge announcements and acknowledgements. We don't want to move seconder. No. Thank you. Any other announcements, councillors, acknowledgements from the councillors while we're on that? No? Thank you. Petitions, General Manager?
Through you, Mr Mayor, Neil.
Community representation?
Neil, Mr Mayor.
Okay. Moving along then, we head into public question time. There were no questions taken on notice from December. No questions have been received with or without notice for December. So I guess my question is, are there any questions without notice from members in the public, of the public in the gallery today? I'll take that as no. If anybody has any questions, raise your hand and we'll take them. Take that as no. Thank you. So I won't talk about if you ask a question today because that's not relevant. And that next one's not relevant. Councillor, question time. No questions with notice were received and there were none taken on notice from last month. Are there any questions without notice from councillors?
Councillor
Loder.
Is that working?
Yes, yes it is.
Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the ongoing dedication by council staff to flood recovery work. In October 2022, once again, Fromby Brook threatened to flood dwellings that border the Westbury Town Common. Dwellings that were inundated in the 2016 floods. After the 2016 floods, Council cleared out the willows and bush rushes in the vicinity. After the 2022 floods, assurances were made to the residents that there would be more clearing of the willows and bulrushes when the weather is dry. The question from a resident is, when is this clearing work planned to commence? This resident has been corresponding with council since February 2022. There is considerable angst around this issue, and some assurances that the work will be done prior to winter 2023 would be welcomed.
Thanks, Councillor Abbott. Turno, in response, let's press it again down. And again, hold it. Try again. You might have to share a councillor.
Try it now, Dennis.
It's on. Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and thanks for the question. Look, I will need to take that on notice and follow up with our Director of Works, who I imagine has been liaising with that particular property owner, and we'll provide a response in the next council minutes, the next agenda, and also update councillors as well in terms of what the timeframes will be and the actions there to mitigate.
Thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I can add a little bit and just to underline what the Director just indicated, that we will need to follow up with the Director of Works when he returns from leave. But the records indicate that on the 22nd of February, the Department of Natural Resources was contacted and the issue raised by the resident, and a response provided with a copy to council indicating that they being the department, were going to reach out to Tazewater, Meander Valley Council and Crown Land Services as the three ownership entities involved. That was followed up on the 2nd of March with a query from the resident and a response provided, but I'm not sure what that response was, so I have to follow that up. And on the 20th of September, Matthew has indicated that he emailed the residents and with a connection to Tazewater, but there's a couple of gaps in there. And I'd suggest timing of the 20th of September would have been overtaken by the October flood event, but we'll still take it on notice and give it more thorough answer.
Thanks, Chair. Any follow-up questions, Ken?
Thank you. I have another question. This is about the community drop-ins and the Meander Valley Council Community Strategic Plan. What are the plans for the recommencement of the community drop-in sessions? Given that there are now five new councillors and that the previous drop-ins held in 2022 were not really that well attended, can we have additional drop-in centres in the areas that have already had them? And feedback that I've received from the drop-ins is that people didn't know that they were happening. So if we can have a variety of ways to communicate when they're happening, like social media and print, etc.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The drop-in sessions were advertised in the newspapers on council's website and through social media, and I think one of the lessons from that is that it was also dark and cold, possibly the wrong time of year to entice people out. With the summer months, it's probably a good opportunity to re-engage with that. Before we do that, we want to bring a firm called Timmins Ray to a future council workshop, most likely next week, to engage them on a communication and engagement strategy, and to also consider the companion to the drop-in sessions was an online survey. So we've extended that over the Christmas period because it did no harm. We're now collating those initial results with the intent that they'll help us to understand the best ways to engage with the community across a range of issues, including the community strategic plan. But we're about to engage Timmins Ray to develop up the communication and engagement methodology and commitment of council to the community around how we engage. So next week you'll get an introduction to that work, and part of that work will be sitting down with each councillor understanding what and how you want to engage. And then from there we will move to establishing drop-in sessions or whatever tactic is required. So that work's about to kick off. Yeah.
Thanks, Chair. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual question, have there been any developments regarding a proposed prison in the development?
Thank you, councillor. For myself, no, apart from talking to some concerned landowners beside Ashley, I should say. Jim?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Colin Shepherd to present to council workshop in December. That workshop was cancelled due to a number of people being absent from illness. I've emailed Colin, and Colin will be attending next week's workshop to present to councils and provide an update. So there we go.
Thanks, councillors. Any questions, councillors? Can I remind councillors to forward those questions, if you have them, to the safe record? Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Thank you. So we move on to our planning authority items. So in planning matters, council act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Provisions Approvals Act 1993. The following applies to all planning authority reports. So the first one, or the only one I should say, is planning authority report 8 Davis Place. We have new speakers. Thanks, planners. Would somebody like to move?
Don't you have to actually do the planning authority speech?
That was the planning authority speech as it sits there in the agenda at the moment. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay.
You're off. Okay, you declared interest. I forgot about that. Right.
Hello.
Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second the motion as it sits in front of us, please? Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Seconder. Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Dornoff is the mover of the motion. Councillor House is the seconder of the motion. Any comments, any questions, any statements? That's it, Tom.
Thank you. In relation to 8 Davies Place, I mean, we have discussions before about the density of that particular proposal. It falls outside some common guidelines, I guess, but I guess it comes down to me as to the importance of social housing, the requirements within society generally, and just the greater need for social housing, not just in Deloraine, but more broadly. So I'm supportive of the proposal, despite having some reservations about the density. Because it is social housing, I think it's most important.
Thanks, councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Questions? Councillor Cameron.
Thanks, and I just thanks to George for his work on this. And we did have a brief discussion earlier about the issue of density and how that works in this particular situation. And I was just wondering, George, for the benefit of those who would like to be listening, if you could explain how that works, because this is a it's almost a landlocked block in Deloraine, and in one sense, taking away the issues of fencing, it could be a really good use of this land, but it does highlight some density issues. But I just wonder if you might be able to explain a little bit about that, please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I suggest that Tasha, to Councillor Planning Officer, provide the initial response.
Surprise!
You can just throw to George, Tasha.
as per your response in the workshop, Tasha will be fine.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The application relies on the performance criteria because it does not achieve compliance with the 325 metre squared density requirement as set out in the acceptable solution. Given that this application is for public housing, in terms of the performance criteria assessment, we are assessing it against performance criteria P1P, given that we consider the application to provide a significant social or community benefit. The development is located within 400 metres walking distance of the urban mixed-use zone and the general business zone. So the site actually has connection to public services, supermarkets, pharmacy, some public transport. So Given that there is a shortage of housing within the state, and again the land is owned by the state government and it is going to be for public housing, it is demonstrated to provide a significant social community benefit.
Thanks. Any other questions, Councillor?
I mean, there were only two representations and both spoke about the fencing of the property, and you gave us a very good explanation earlier on about why we can't take that into consideration. But I just, again, for the benefit of the others listening in, would you be able to explain a bit about that and maybe a bit about the conversations you've had?
So the... Planning scheme does not provide any provisions in relation to boundary fencing. Boundary fencing is regulated under the Boundary Fences Act, and it is a matter that council does not get involved in, so it's purely between the two property owners. However, given that two representations were concerned regarding fencing, we have talked with the applicant, and the applicant has verbally indicated that the developer is happy to consider fencing at that point in time. So once the, if a planning permit is issued and when the development commences, they're happy to engage with the property owners regarding the shared boundary fencing, and what that may result in will be dependent upon the two parties.
Councillor, I'm up for discussion, councillors. Any other questions, comments? You can sum up at the end, councillors. Mm. I guess from my point of view, along as with Councillor House, we do need to consider social housing always going forward. The density seems a little bit tight, but it is obviously being looked at and is compliant. I do note, as Councillor Cameron said, that there were two representatives. I'd say neither of them actually objected to the subdivision as such, or the building of the units, and it was more to do with the fences, which is, I guess, no straight-up objection to what's occurring there. So we're supporting the motion going forward. So, councillors, any other comments, questions? Take that as no. I'll go back to the seconder, Councillor House. Any comments, questions? Comments, councillor? Councillor Dornoff is the mover of the motion.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I note with developments of this nature and confined spaces, one of my deepest concerns is the traffic, the increase in traffic specifically to that particular area. It's positive to see within the planning application that they've provided a document from Vincent Traffic, which concludes that the traffic level would be likely to be 25 vehicles per day and 3 vehicles per hour at peak, which in my opinion is reasonable for this specific area. And with that in mind, I will be supporting this proposal.
Thank you very much. And with that, I will put the motion forward. So all those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. All those against? So just for the recording, there's Councillor Johnston, Cameron, House, Loader, Lee, Dudman, Dornoff for, and Councillor Temple against. I'm in block as I went around the table trying to remember your last name. My apologies.
It's new.
Yeah. So, okay. Thanks, councillors. We have no more planning authority items. So, yeah,
Councillor Kelly.
We'll bring Councillor Kelly back. We don't want to leave him out for the rest of the meeting. Anybody in the public gallery that wishes to leave now may well do so before we move on to other parts of the agenda.
I can't, I'm the same. It's new.
Just bear with me while I write this down. Okay, moving on in the agenda, we've got community wellbeing, community grants and sponsorship funds, round 3. Somebody like to move? Councillor Kelly.
I'd like to move it, but with a slight alternate motion. That, well, in point two.
We got it. We might have to.
Just do you want to tell what it is?
Could be.
Yeah, it's just a slight amendment.
Right.
Amendment, sorry.
Okay, right. Fire away.
Point two, I'd like to include D. To include the Blackstone Community News of $350, which would then change point four to $22,437. And my reasoning behind that is this round, it's correct to say that this, we don't, they're ineligible because of we don't receive retrospective funding, but I'm going on to that. But this round closed on the 10th, the application closed on the 10th with the event occurring on the 11th. And while it is technically retrospective to the day of the, for today's meeting, it wasn't retrospective when they put the application in. And I think for $350 for a sign of goodwill, it would be a positive step to include it in this round.
Okay.
Can I just get what that item number D was? Sorry, I was just chatting.
Blackstone Community News.
Blackstone Community News.
Great.
I'll just email it to you, Jeff.
Oh, no, we'll need it for voting.
Yeah.
So,
the Blackstone Community News Association, I think.
Sausage Sizzle.
Sausage Sizzle. Yep.
And we'll also... it's a matter of record because the motion calls up the tables in the attachment. We'll adjust
just the
table to reflect that. All we need is the motion to reflect the inclusion of the Blackstone and a change to the numbers.
The money.
Actually, all we need to do, Jeff, is that's under the community grants. That's under the, through you, Mr. Mayor, that's under the community grants. So all we need to do to affect that is to increase the community grants totals by the 350 and table one. And note in the minutes the variation because the details in the briefing note.
It'll just change them,
yeah.
The table.
So we'll just reflect the reason for the change in the minutes. And so
that only wants to look like that. You only have to change that to that, though, don't you?
Yeah, so we can do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
That's if someone wants a second.
I was about to say, you're hoping somebody's going to say, oh, look at them there. So, we just need to get clear what the motion is first, just to make sure we're...
So,
it seems simple because it's just going to have D on there.
Jeff, can I suggest we increase A in terms of recommendation, community grants totaling, what was it, 350?
Extra 350, yeah.
So 17,370, table one.
Number two, A.
A.
Yep.
Anything else? I don't know how to get the display up there.
You could have forewarned us if you were.
Well,
so
it's going to, but then I ran out of time.
No, sorry.
For you now, Jeff.
No, probably
it seemed really simple. It must scribble on the
second screen.
So.
Oh, look, as long as we understand it and it's recorded, it doesn't actually have to be recorded up there for purposes of report.
For the purposes of record, I'll just put the screen up there. So this is the second motion.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yep.
So table one, comma, can I just say, total grant categories totals as follows. Community grants totaling 17,370. Table one, comma.
Just down a bit. Yep, there. Yep.
Table one, comma, inclusive of an additional $350 grant to the Blackstone. Community News. And then offline we'll amend the table, table one, to reflect those totals. Abby?
Yeah, it's just the figures. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, so, and you've got to change then the bottom.
But that's okay. Does everybody, well, if someone seconds it, then no.
That's just going to change it.
Yeah. Oh, Ben seconded it.
So yeah, Ben and Randall, glad we got
So those figures, notes. No, sorry, Jeff. That stays, and then it's just the leaving the balance of, needs to subtract 322787.
Oh, yep, 22437.
22437.
Right.
Sorry.
There is my. Okay. We want to go through that again. So Councillor Cameron has seconded. Councillor Cameron has moved. Councillor Dutton has seconded that we revise what's in our agenda by $350 for the Blackstone Community Youth Association Inc. And we've made the adjustments as you see on the screen. Councillor Cameron has the movement of the motion. Anything to add?
Thanks. This was a pretty difficult round, actually, and obviously I'm on the committee and apologies for that, but if to the letter of the law, that wasn't to be included, but things are very complicated this round, as you'll probably read from the notes, and I do appreciate the work that Nate did, because it was a pretty huge round to speak today.
Thank you. Councillor Dudman has the second motion. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Look, just would like to thank everyone who applied for the grants and those on the grants committee who oversaw the applications that came in. I'm happy to second this amendment. I think it's a worthwhile thing. The Blackstone community group out there do a wonderful job and they definitely deserve the support in doing that. So happy to support that and thanks to the Deputy Mayor for bringing it forward.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, Councillors. Comments, questions? Councillor Kelly, with your shared microphone, please.
Just a question. Councillor Cameron should be able to answer this one. On the front, we've got the amount of the Westbury, Delaware and Chudley Agricultural Society, $5,100.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flick it over and you've got the Delaware and Agricultural Society with another grant, $1,300. Is that actually included in the front section?
No, separate, yeah.
Are they together too?
Am I allowed to answer?
Yeah.
That's actually the funds that, remember, previous Councillor King brought forward.
Yeah.
So that's a difference to this other application here. And the Pastoral Society here, in the notes, it says there's a bit of, they haven't spent their previous funds, so they're actually separate.
Don't they have a timeline that they have to go by?
Yeah, they do have a timeline, but they had issues with flooding. It changed the
Sorry, a bit.
Well, I think they're more
watched
than I thought.
Okay, thanks. Questions, councillors, anymore? Nope. Summing up, Councillor Dudman, a second or anything, Dad? No, Councillor Cameron has moved or anything, Dad? Right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Community Services financial report on page. Corporate Services on page 114. Welcome, Justin. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second the financial report to 31st of December. Councillor Cameron, don't be scared, councillors. Councillor Dorn, thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Thank Justin for his work. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Councillor Dorff.
I'd like to second that. Thank you very much, Justin, for your work you put towards this.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Must be good. I just reiterate Councillor Dorff as comments there. It is good to see the financial position that the Andrew Valley Council is in. It's good to see this comes before us on a quarterly basis, and we all know as councillors, and it's a learning curve obviously for the five new councillors that are here to understand how the organisation operates, but we'll keep going well. So thank you. Councillor Kelly.
Justin, just noticed that there's on the Louisa Street, Bracknell, there's a little bit of a blowout there. Can you explain the blowout?
Do you? with the microphone, please, Justin.
Oh, it's only four.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, without going back through the transactions on that project, I probably can't specifically tell you which item of work drove that cost overrun, Councillor Kelly, so I can certainly follow that up and let you know later on.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, councillors? All right, back Councillor Dornoff is the seconder. Any help? No. Councillor Cameron is the mover.
No.
Thank you. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Okay, moving on to page 132, appointment of members of the Special Committee of the Council, Michael. We'd like to move, somebody like to second that, thanks. Councillor Dudman, thank you. A seconder, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Dudman as the mover.
Just quickly to thank those who have put forward to sit on the Mulgrave Hall Committee. It's good to see that we always have a strong community out there, and this is an important case for that.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron.
Just to thank the past committee and the new committee for their work. I know they do a lot in that area, and the market is coming back as well, which is great. So congratulations.
Good. Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. All committee in some of our small towns are the heart and soul of those areas. Such we always need to support our all committees. So the discussions, councillors. Anything to add, Councillor Cameron as a seconder? No. Back to Councillor Dudman wrapping up. Nope. Move the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Moving over to page 134, which is governance, quarterly report. Somebody like to move, please. This report will be accepted. Councillor Dornoff, thank you. Seconder, thank you. Councillor House, thank you very much. Councillor Dornoff.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No surprise here. Thank you very much to Jeff for putting together a report. Appreciate his efforts.
Thank you. Councillor House, there you go.
Oh, again, a good report, thank you. It's probably notable that there have been some delays with some projects, but that's been explained before, particularly because of the floods. And that's all well covered. So, thank you. Good report.
Thanks. Open up for discussion, councillors. Questions? I'll take that as... Yes, Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, just a comment. I didn't realise how many people actually put a lot of work and effort into their dogs as far as taking to, these dog runoff areas and so forth. Someone pointed out there's a good one at, I think it's Latrobe, where they have obstacles and all sorts of things for their dogs, but I was unaware that particularly the townies that really love taking their dogs out for a run, so it's just something to be mindful of if we designed outdoor areas for dogs.
Councillor Kelly, most dog owners keep their dogs on their property too, they don't end up in the pound on numerous occasions, yes.
I'll take that.
Thank you, thanks for raising your revenue. Any other questions, councillors? If not, seconded the motion, Councillor House, anything to
add?
Councillor Dornoff?
Note within the report, the deferred projects, obviously that being a response to the flooding of last year. I urge patience through the community for these projects.
Thanks, Councillor Dornoff. I agree. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Thank you. That's unanimous. Thanks, councillors. Moving on to governance for council meeting dates. You've all had a chance to have a look at the dates, and if there's anybody thinks that they're not right, please let us know, or can't attend or something like that, but nothing's come back, General Manager, has it? So, Okay, somebody move, please. Councillor Loader, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Dunman, thank you. Councillor Loader as the mover. Nothing to add. Thank you. Councillor Dunman, no. All right, any discussion questions, councillors? Nobody's birthday that we've got to celebrate.
On next meeting.
Oh, next flowers for Councillor Cameron next meeting.
What
is that, dry or fresh?
Edible.
It's not stagnant.
Okay, that's
this. And chocolate. And chocolate.
And chocolate.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, or the General Manager. Are these subject to any further considerations moving forward in relation to the time, or are these set?
These will be set and advertised, barring an additional council notification and or decision and public notification of the change to those.
Steve, how far out are they advertised from?
Council's required at least once a year to publish the forward agenda around it, so we'll publish the full year, and, but it doesn't stop us from amending as long as we comply with the public notification requirements.
Thank you. Right. Any questions, councillors? No. Councillor Dudman is the second. No. Councillor Loader? No. Good. For the motion, all those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. Unanimous again, thank you. Motion to close the meeting, councillors. Councillor Kelly, I think that finger stayed up, which means you're moving it. Second that, please. Councillor House. We'll just close all those. I'll move the motion. All those in favour, close the meeting, please. Say aye, raise your hand, thank you. Unanimous, thank you. Thanks, councillors.
Thank you.